It's 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and as is often the case, there's a huge backup waiting to cross the Hampton Roads Bridge and Tunnel. I'm standing just off the road with VDOT Communications Manager Paula Miller.
This is a daily occurrence in the summertime. It's 6.3 miles. We have 100,000 vehicles going through the tunnel along this corridor on a daily basis during peak travel periods.
Now, she vows, the state will unlock the gridlock with two new tunnels, the first beginning on a man-made island that served as a base for building the original tunnel. Back then, crews dug a mile-long trench. This time, to reduce environmental damage, they'll use a machine with a giant rotating head to bore down 50 feet below the current tunnel.
It'll be a machine that starts at the South Island, and it will bore under, come up on the north side, and then it will bore back to create the second tunnel.
To do that, VDOT will again need a staging area, and that means clearing the South Island.
The builders are going to create a pit about 65 feet deep, and it's the length of a football field.
About 5 years and $3.8 billion later, the tunnels will open. But there's a problem. After the South Island was built, it was discovered by seabirds, royal terns, gull-billed terns, and black skimmers that nest in tight colonies, according to Virginia Tech professor Sarah Carpenter.
These terns on the South Island of the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel nest so close that they are only separated by a body length. So essentially, the tip of their bill is touching the rear end of their next-door neighbor.
The birds don't seem to mind because this island offers an ideal place to raise their babies. It's far from predators like raccoons and foxes that could threaten the survival of a colony on the mainland.
They can clean out hundreds of nests in a night or two.
They go after the eggs, the babies?
All of the above.
And the South Island is surrounded by waters rich in fish that feed the birds and their hatchlings. As a result, Virginia Tech professor Jim Fraser says a massive colony is now in residence.
It's by far the largest colonial seabird nesting colony in Virginia. It has 95% of the royal terns in Virginia, for example. We estimate somewhere between 16,000 and 20,000 birds nesting there. And then when those birds have chicks, there can be as many as 25,000 birds on that little tiny island.
This fall, the birds will migrate to Central and South America. But when they return in the spring, Fraser says, they'll find their habitat gone.
When these birds disperse, there's no telling where they're going to go. Royal terns have been known to go and roost at airports, in which case they might be killed by the airport management, and there'll be more of them probably in the traffic out there when they're trying to figure out what to do with, and they'll no longer have their old nesting site.
Ann Fraser adds, birds are not the only animals who might die as a result of a failure to plan for our feathered friends. The proximity of nesting birds to speeding cars and trucks has already proven dangerous.
There was 10 accidents in 1 year because of birds going down and landing on the road, and then people hit the brakes at 65 miles an hour, and then the next thing you know, you've got a pileup.
So the Virginia Department of Transportation asked Fraser and Carpenter to study the situation and suggest solutions. We'll share their surprising recommendation and the response of state officials in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.